Yeah, I was going to jump in and say that. I was going to say, and then, of course, you know, it's portable. So, you know, if I don't need it. And that happened to us. I remember a friend of mine was, his mother was quite ill, and his father had passed, and he lived not far, but he would come sit with his mother and you know, take care of her and stuff like that. And one time they lost power, and she had stuff that had to be refrigerated, you know, some diabetic medications and a machine for breathing and stuff. And he was quite concerned, and I'm like, you know, yeah, we just loaded up the generator, took it over there and got him going and, you know, got him through. So it's nice like that. And that would probably be one of, oh, I'd say probably it's been at least 6-7 times over the years where a generator went from, you know, one person to get another person, you know, through something in my life. I know, we got a hell of an accident. Oh, boy, looks like a motorcycle fatality. Oh, boy. Madison Heights, 12-mile in the Quinner area. Some sort of two-wheeled vehicle and all sorts of chalk and tape and numbers. Looks like they're... looks like they might be chalking off for a fatality. Ooh.